WTOP News Time, 4:53.
New talk today of whether a court is needed to give tighter oversight of drones, especially when they target Americans overseas.
Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us now. Welcome back, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
So how would this proposal for a drone court really work?
Well, what you hear from folks on Capitol Hill is that we could have a drone court that would be similar to what's called the FISA court. The FISA court is located here in Washington, D.C. It's a secret court, and it signs off on warrants so that federal authorities can tap into phone lines. But critics argue that it's a real stretch to go from search warrants in effect or taps to get into people's phone lines to a decision by a court to sign off on the execution of an American citizen.
So is it considered unfeasible by some, Catherine?
When you talk to people within the military, what you hear hands down is that they feel that it sounds like a good idea on paper, but it's just not practical and it's just not feasible. They talk a lot about what's called the sensor-to-shooter timeline, and that's kind of jargon for when you identify the target and the point at which you strike the target. And this can be very compressed, and you can't have something intervene in that process. So to think that in the course of a couple of hours you could go to a court and get them to sign off on the targeted killing of an American is just not likely.
Well, that's the view from the military side, but what's the view from the legal circles?
Well, I spoke with some legal analysts this week, and they pointed me to a comment of a former judge here in the Washington, D.C. Federal Courts, James Robertson, who was asked about the targeted killing of Americans after the CIA successfully struck the American cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. And he said, it's just simply not the business of judges to sign a death warrant. And if that case came to me in my court, I would put it back on the card and send it down the hallway to another judge, because that is just not my call.